You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Do you know what cloud is? Do you know what public cloud is? Do you know what private cloud is? Do you know what hybrid cloud is? You know, if you don't worry. You're in good hands. We are going to have a conversation, not just that attempts to define these frequently used terms, but we're also going to have a conversation that talks about the business cases behind cloud computing in all its various formats and how MSPs in particular are using cloud, how they are deploying cloud solutions of many different types to meet the rapidly evolving needs, requirements, compliance, growth. There's so many drivers behind why cloud is being used, and there's an equal amount of complexity and challenge and opportunity for MSPs to kind of make use of cloud to meet those demands and challenges for their customers. And so here on the MSP Zone podcast, to make the complex much easier to understand, we are very pleased to have a guest with us today. Laurel Roseman, who is Director of Channel Partnerships with Vulture, is joining us and will be talking about all of these different topics. So Laurel, thank you for joining us on the MSP Zone.
Thank you, Charles. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to discuss this topic with you today.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. Well, actually, before we jump right in, so most people are thinking, okay, did he say vulture? Before you even get into what you guys do there, how did you come up with the name? Because it's an awesome name. I gotta be honest.
Well, I wish I was the founder so I could tell you exactly, but essentially vulture is like the birds that will fly with you as your company grows and scales.
I like it. Yeah. Simple. What do you guys do at Vulture?
So Vulture is an interesting company, been around for around, 10 plus years. We are infrastructure. So we've got compute, storage, bare metal, networking. We're just pure infrastructure in 24 global locations across the world.
Okay. Easy enough to understand. So you really sit at the crossroads of almost everything that an MSP would do, literally.
We absolutely do. So when an MSP has clients who are looking for cloud compute and infrastructure or looking to migrate from on-prem to, the cloud, that is where Vulture plays very well.
So, I attempt and even I get somewhat befuddled when I read articles or hear people speak and they throw out terms such as cloud computing, and then they put qualifiers like private cloud, hybrid cloud, public cloud. I think I know based on context what they're talking about sometimes, but not all the time. A, do you have the same issue or what's your perspective on kind of these commonly used terms and dare I ask you to attempt to define some of them for us today?
It's always tricky, right? Because I feel like in this space, all these definitions are always changing at some point. But essentially, when you talk about private cloud is cloud computing used by one business or one organization, right? So it's located at an organization's data center and they're managing it. When you talk about the public cloud space, it's like you're sharing an apartment, right? You're sharing apartment complex with various people. It's a third-party service. A lot of people can be using it at once on the internet, and it's the public cloud. When you go talk about hybrid cloud, it's mixing both the public cloud usage and private cloud usage and having that multi-cloud strategy. So it truly depends on what you're looking for and what your organization needs.
I actually think that's a really good set of definitions.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's always tricky, I swear.
It is complex. I suppose the complexity also comes in when it comes to to responsibility, right? Who's actually responsible for software licensing, for updates, patching? I mean, and all of those models that you articulated do have a legitimate role, a common role within the MSP sector. I'm very curious as to, because everyone understands the big public cloud vendors who are out there, and I don't want to diminish what they do, but I also don't want to make it sound like they are absolutely, you know, the only solution for MSPs. Because quite frankly, I know a lot of MSPs who they may use public cloud for a certain subset of their customers, and yet they may have a completely different need set for other customers. Am I defining a hybrid cloud scenario?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is, right? When you've got MSPs who are trying to balance customers looking for maybe competitive pricing or a more affordable rate or having more flexibility and more control, they may want the private cloud space. But when they've got customers who are just looking to scale quickly, you know, don't mind about being in the public cloud, well, then they'll go for the big three, correct? So when you're looking at why MSPs may work with a private cloud, well, it benefits them from a profitable margin standpoint. We're able to support them much better as a private cloud versus, you know, a massive conglomerate. And we're able to scale with the customers more, which makes the MSPs' lives much easier.
Do you feel, whether it's the Vulture, you know, MSPs that you partner with, is it an issue of the MSP wanting to make a technology decision, or are they really responding to and presenting, my customer needs this? Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, after numerous conversations and MSPs as our client, I think this is what it boils down to from what I've seen. MSPs for a long time have only known to go to the big, you know, the big three, AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, we can name them, because they've been the ones that you go to and you'll never get fired for, you know, implementing them, right? But as companies and as people are now shifting to more of a cloud space and a multi-cloud solution, I think MSPs are a little bit fed up of choosing those big three, because they're making no profit of pushing their clients to those big three. They're only making profit on their services, right? In addition to that, they don't have that much support from the big three unless they have a heavy investment in all the different, you know, premier partnership, select partnership, different tier levels. Where if you work with a company like Vulture or other companies like us, where we're really focused on our MSPs and worry about their business and them making money in addition to making money on top of their services. And that's kind of where the marriage happens in between. So yes, for sure, it's customers that are looking for a multi-cloud solution and looking to save money. I think there's a stat out there that 92% of companies are looking to save money on cloud. Well, that's where the hybrid play comes in, correct? But then in addition to that, it's the MSPs have not felt love for so many years just going with the big three, that when you've got a company like us who have a very highly incentive MSP program, it's a perfect match.
So you start off with, and maybe this is a product of the conversations you have with MSPs, but it's not just an ingredient in the cake that the MSP is baking. It's a central. I said at the beginning, it's at the crossroads, and that's very true, because even the 20 years ago, most MSPs did not own their own data center, and the same is true today. So they have always used data centers, colo facilities, to perform the work that they do. Now I think that, they are, I don't want to poke holes in public cloud, you know, in this interview, but let's walk through some of the reasons and the rationales and maybe business cases why, you know, just going with a public cloud only strategy is not going to be in the MSP or customer's best interest.
Well, there's three main topics that I always harvest on and push, right? When I discuss with MSPs why a hybrid solution is so crucial, you have to think for the customers about flexibility and scalability. right? So how quickly can they scale with just one vendor? Is that vendor they're currently using flexible towards their business? Because every business has different problems or different needs or different strategies they need in place, right? So which providers are you using that allows your customer to scale at a quick rate? Then you also have to think about security, right? And backup and redundancy. I think that is crucial. And when you have one cloud provider, what happens if all their servers go down, right? We've seen a few in the past couple of months happen more frequently than we would have liked. And if you don't have your data and information on another cloud provider, what then? And you never want your customer to feel stuck. And to be honest, in an MSP, you don't want that responsibility. So you want to make sure that you're leveraging various cloud platforms for your client security and backup and recovery. Correct. And then the third one is competitive pricing for MSPs. I'm not talking about the customer at this moment, but for an MSP perspective, it's a business. They want to make a profit. They want to make sure that they can scale their business and help their customers as well. Well, if you can give them a hybrid solution that offers the same high performance, advanced SKUs as they're getting in the public cloud, but you can make a profit on top of that, why wouldn't you look for a multi-cloud solution with a partner that can help you hit all those three points?
Yeah, I certainly agree that the MSPs do prefer to work with partners where they have margin. And I would say that certainly the public cloud went from in the 2009, and on years where it was a sudden shift to public cloud, chiefly because of cost. If you remember, that whole movement was driven largely due to lowering cost. And I think that was one of the biggest awakening moments of public cloud is not actually cheaper. And I what you just said is kind of interesting, because our MSP is saying to you, we know what we're getting with AWS and with Google or with Microsoft, but there's no money, there's no incentive in it for us. Is that what they're saying?
Absolutely. When we speak to them and say, you can get 10 to 35 points on our infrastructure, which is already affordable compared to the big three, and you can make a profit on that, you see a light bulb come on, right? And you see the shine in their eyes for so long, because they haven't had that in many years. And I think for them, from that profit standpoint, it's fantastic. But also, to just kind of piggyback a little bit onto your previous comment, sometimes with AWS and the big three, there's a lot of hidden costs that you don't see. So you think that you're paying for one thing, and then when the customer gets the bill, it's a long CVS receipt and a lot of different stuff. And sometimes customers don't need such complex infrastructure. Or, maybe they just need simple infrastructure and a simple platform, and that's where we fit in very well. So we're not saying, hey, don't use the big three at all, because they bring a lot of benefits to the table that maybe we can't offer, right? But maybe your customers don't need all the bells and whistles that the big three offer and just need pure and simple infrastructure. And that's where we play a really good part in it.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. In other words,
it's not. And I think that's the whole topic of the conversation today, and what MSPs are starting to learn, and the conversations that I've been having, that seems to be the main topic, and that it's okay to have a multi-cloud solution. You're not going to find, one company fits your client's needs extremely well. And it's, not end all or be all if you don't go with one of the big three, because there's so many fantastic alternatives to use as well. And it benefits your customers from a security standpoint, flexibility, scalability, all the other points that I already mentioned. And it can benefit you as well to protect you, right, for looking out for your customers to have all these different multi-cloud options. And if you can make a profit, as well, then why not?
So I think that's a very pragmatic approach. So if you're an MSP out there listening, the message isn't not to use public cloud. The issue is have a multi-cloud approach, and that will prepare you for the maximum amount of solutions to a very diverse and probably growing complexity amongst your install base. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Correct.
So what advice, Laurel, would you give, let's say MSPs who perhaps they've been, you know, they've been just dedicated to the Microsoft or the AWS, you know, kind of family, and they've never really thought about these types of issues. How would you, you know, advise them on getting into, you know, multi-cloud, you know, capabilities?
Well, I think first of all, have conversations, right? There's going to be different providers that offer you different things that fit your need. And I think for the MSPs that have invested a lot in, you know, the different partner tiers at these big, you know, three clouds, maybe that's the lane that you stay in. But if you feel that you can't get the attention that you need, you want the support, you want to work with somebody that's able to work around your customer's need, then have a conversation, right? And see what programs are offered that benefit your business. At the end of the day, you don't want to just sign with other providers just to have, you know, to say on your website, we're a multi-cloud hybrid solution MSP. You need to find a partner that is really able to provide you with the needs that you are looking for, and that can be a fantastic addition to your current situation when it comes to picking infrastructure for your clients.
It seems like the public cloud vendors may have lost touch. Meaning that the channel programs that you would have seen from those vendors 10, 15 years ago have really changed, and maybe cloud has made them a bit more distant. Is that a fair statement or not?
I think it is. And you know, it's not a knock to them. They've built a monopoly. And when you get to a certain size, you know, you can't focus all your attention on everything, right? And every customer and every program. And if you're scaling as quickly as them, sometimes it can be difficult, which is why it's so crucial to find a partner that focuses on an MSP program and understands how important it is to incentivize MSPs and to value what the MSPs are doing for your business. Because if we don't have MSPs to advise customers to use Vultr per se, or to give us advice on what other technologies are good for our business, then what business do we have?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I don't want to get too technical, but I would like to get into technical use cases that I think are coming up more frequently amongst the MSP community, and that would be the impact of remote work environments, chiefly because of the pandemic, but specifically talking about the geographic expansion of what used to be a centralized office, right? You had an office that had infrastructure in it that was moving to the cloud. Pandemic, you know, kind of blew that up. And so you now have customers who are really spread out. You have infrastructure needs that have really changed. You have potential latency issues with mission critical business applications. How is that all impacting the hybrid cloud movement?
Very interesting question. And I chuckle when you ask that, because it's a topic that, you know, we thought since COVID, you know, it'll only be a certain time frame and then we'll all go back to the way things are. And 2 years later and, you know, ongoing, we're absolutely not to where we were, and we're more remote than ever. So a multi-cloud solution to provide your customers with access to their workloads or servers or data wherever they are is extremely crucial. And to have a provider that understands the importance of geographical scalability is a component that MSPs really should think about. Because if a company is not investing in geographical expansion to provide, whether it's remote workforces or underserved communities that don't have, you know, cloud computing offerings, then it's a company that's not really looking into the future and foreseeing what's happening around them. So with the multi-cloud solution and companies that are continuing to expand across the globe, they understand that people need agility, right? And they need to be able to access their workloads remotely from anywhere. And you know, for me, I was going to say unfortunately, but fortunately, I love the remote workforce, and I'm happy I can be in Texas one day and maybe in Europe the next day and whatever it may be, and access my work from anywhere because of the geographical latencies and expansions.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about the data sovereignty issues of, you know, laws such as GDPR, where, you know, it's making the geographic location of certain data really important to certain customers. And I would think that that plays particularly well into a hybrid cloud architecture and scenario.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And you have to worry about, well, where is my data? Can someone access it? Where in the world is it located? And am I able to access it as I travel and work remotely across the globe?
I would like if you can provide it, the typical partner, the typical MSP that is approaching Vulture, can you describe them? Are they a enterprise, mid-market, SMB, any flavor of what their customers are looking like?
It's a mix, but the MSPs that we work a lot with are more of the SMB mid-market space who don't have the capital or don't want to spend the capital to become those premier partners at the big three to get their attention that they want, to be candid with you. And customers who, like I mentioned earlier in the interview, customers who they have who don't need such complex infrastructure. And they're looking for advanced SKUs, but high performance at a more affordable rate. And they want that ability to choose, you know, I want servers in London. I want to be in Mexico City. I want to be in the US. So we're finding the MSPs that are gravitating towards Vulture are these small to medium sized MSP agencies who feel like they've never been heard by the big three because maybe they're not spending so much or they're not, you know, qualified in terms of certifications, and they need a partner and a solution that provides them with the same, you know, the same type of business, but who actually cares about their business and their customers at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, I know that that's very important, and especially for smaller MSPs, because let's face it, even the smaller MSPs can have quite, you know, large customers that they support. Right. And on the topic of technical certifications, can you speak maybe briefly on, you know, does Vulture, how do you approach as an organization, you know, the technical requirements for MSPs? You know, are you encouraging a certification path, or is there a technical onboarding or a skill set learning curve that they have to master?
So Vulture, just a quick funny story. We've been around for many, many years, and the product was built in mind with how easy can people get up, you know, how easy it is for people to spin up servers and start using, and how quickly can they start doing that. And our motto is you can spin up a server in 60 seconds. And before we even launched a sales and marketing team, Vulture was used as a, you know, a comparison is like an e-commerce shop, right? You come on, you pick what you want, you buy it, and you're off to the races. So my point with that is Vulture is built with the idea in mind of how easy it is to use and how uncomplicated it is. So we do not require MSPs to do any certifications or any, you know, technical learning, because it's a very easy platform to use. The minute you log on, you pick what servers you want, you pick the locations, you can add additional add-ons that you may need, and you click deploy and you're set up.
So if you're an MSP with basic networking, you know, server management, architecture skills, you should be more than competent to work within your ecosystem.
Absolutely. And we do as well offer technical support. If maybe you're not so technical, you don't have somebody on your team who, you know, knows the ins and outs, we are able to help you get up and running as well.
A very useful add-on, I imagine, especially as it's difficult. Labor shortages have made that issue very, very clear to the MSPs.
It is. And it's all about that support and making the MSPs feel loved and heard and have the access to, you know, people on the team who can help you.
So we have a very diverse membership community and probably listeners as well to this program. Where does the Vulture, you know, kind of footprint, where are you dominant? Any particular geographic areas?
If I say worldwide, is that too large?
Yeah, the planet in general.
The planet. I mean, we have 24 locations. We're going to be expanding rapidly this summer and into the fall. Hopefully by the end of the year, we're looking at having 40 locations globally. So if we had to pick a continent, I can't truly define one because they've done a lot of international business and we're scaling in the US heavily as well. So it's just MSPs everywhere, right? That's why it's Vulture. We fly wherever your business is.
One final question. So if an MSP is out there listening to this and say, hey, we'd actually like to you know, just look at our options and see what they are, what's the best way for MSPs to engage with you or your team?
Yeah, so they can go to Google and type in the Vulture Partner Program or go to our website, which is www.vulture.com. And you'll see on the website, there's a tab for Partner Program. And you can apply and we'll review your application and your business and get you set up.
V-U-L-T-R, no E at the end.
No E at the end.
you'll end up at a different website if you do the E.
Yeah, just V-U-L-T-R and leave it at that.
Perfect. Well, Laurel, thank you very much for joining us today. I think this was really helpful just to kind of have a level set of options, you know, here in 2022 of what MSPs really, I think what they need, but also that there's more than just the big three cloud. And honestly, I think every MSP ought to have a hybrid cloud approach because it doesn't seem realistic that the vast majority of MSPs only have customers, like exclusive customers who are in one camp or the other. I think that that's probably very rare indeed.
It is rare. And, you know, it all goes back to options. You want to have options for yourself and you want to have options for your customers, and not every shoe fits everybody, right? So just make sure that you're partnered again with the right cloud offering companies that are there to support you through all of your clients' growth and ups and downs.
Yeah, no, very, very good point. There you have it, folks. Go check out Vulture, VULTR.com. Check out their hybrid cloud programs, and especially the programs for MSPs. And check it out for yourself and see if it will fit your need. Laurel, thank you very much for joining us again, and hope to have you back sometime in the near future.
Thank you so much, Charles. I really enjoyed our conversation today, and I appreciate you bringing Vulture on board.
Absolutely. Until next time, folks, that's all.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.